My dear brothers and sisters,
moi drahí bratia a sestry,
today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Dnes oslavíme sviatok Panny Márie Karmelskej.
In the Old Testament we find Prophet Elijah is a struggle with the Canaanite people.
V starom zákone nachádzame, že prorok Eliáš zápasil s kanánskym ľudom.
And many of the Jewish people left the faith.
A mnoho Židov zanechalo vieru.
And they're believing the magicians of the Canaanites.
A oni uverili kanánskym čarodejníkom.
But prophet Elijah was alone to stand for the Lord.
Ale prorok Eliáš bol sám, ktorý sa postavil za Pána.
Finally there was an agreement that whose offering is burned and that God is true.
A potom sa dohodli, že urobia takú skúšku, že koho obetu Boh príjme, tak ten Boh je pravý Boh.
And they were first, the Canaanites brought their offering.
A preto najprv Kanánci priniesli svoje obety.
The bull was offered.
Obetovali býka.
But they prayed, nothing happened.
Modlili sa a modlili, ale nič sa nestalo.
Afterwards, prophet Elijah brought his offering.
Potom prorok Eliáš priniesol svoju obetu.
And he not only brought the animal, but poured water, plenty of water around.
A nielen, že položil tam to zviera, ale nalial okolo aj veľa vody.
And then he prayed, and fire came from heaven and consumed it.
Potom sa modlil a z neba prišiel oheň a spálil to obetné zviera.
And then he could bring the victory of God to the people, and the people, the unbelieving Jews, came back to faith.
A takto ukázal Pánovo víťazstvo a tí neveriaci Židia sa naspäť vrátili k viere.
And this was the place where prophet Elijah was staying.
A toto bolo miesto, kde zostával prorok Eliáš.
And in the 12th century, some Christians went there and began their monasticism.
A v 12. storočí tam prišli nejakí kresťania a založili tam kláštor.
And they are known as the Carmelites.
A nazývajú sa Karmelitáni.
And their special devotion to Our Lady.
A majú takú špeciálnu úctu k Pane Márii.
And therefore, this mountain has got a special place in the history of the Carmelite order.
Takže tento vrch má špeciálne miesto v dejinách karmelitánskeho rádu.
This is a place where God's victory is brought.
Je to miesto, kde Boh ukázal svoje víťazstvo.
People are coming back to faith.
A kde sa ľudia naspäť vrátili k viere.
Today also we are in such a situation.
Aj my sa dnes nachádzame v takej situácii.
Many people do not know what is the true faith.
Veľa ľudí nepozná pravú vieru.
As we heard from yesterday's classes, that many people are going to occult practices.
Ako sme počuli včera na prednáškach, veľa ľudí vyhľadáva okultné praktiky.
And many do not have any faith.
Mnoho ľudí nemá vieru.
And only a very few have got faith.
Ale veľmi málo ľudí má vieru.
Today also we must pray to Our Lady.
A takisto aj dnes sa máme modliť.
So that she may pray to the Lord and many people may come back to the faith.
Aby orodovala za nás od Pána, aby sa ľudia obrátili naspäť k viere.
In the gospel we hear about who are the true brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ.
A v Evanjeliu sme počuli, kto sú ozajstní bratia a sestry Ježiša Krista.
The context is Mother Mary is coming to see Jesus.
Panna Mária išla za Ježišom.
And some people tell Jesus that your mother is present there.
A nejakí ľudia mu povedali, že za ním prišla jeho matka.
Yesterday when we were speaking about when we were speaking about the meeting of Jesus in the temple.
Včera, keď som rozprával o tom, ako našla Mária Ježiša v chráme.
Jesus said, I am on my father's business.
A Ježiš povedal, som tam, kde ide o môjho otca.
So, he left the family and he was in the temple.
Takže odišiel od svojej rodiny a bol v chráme.
We also said that we go from an earthly family to the divine family.
Takisto aj my odchádzame od našej pozemskej rodiny, aby sme sa pripojili k našej nebeskej rodine.
Our earthly parents are there to prepare us for the divine family.
Naši pozemskí rodičia majú za úlohu pripraviť nás, aby sme sa stali členmi tej nebeskej rodiny.
Today also Jesus shows the same.
A dnes aj Ježiš nám ukazuje to isté.
Those who do the will of my father is my brother and my sister and my sister and mother.
Ten, kto plní vôľu môjho otca, je môjim bratom, mojou sestrou, mojou matkou.
And therefore in all things what you have to see is, am I doing God's will?
Takže pri všetkom, čo robíme, sa musíme zamyslieť, či plníme Božiu vôľu.
Oftentimes we try to conform to the wrong customs.
Veľakrát sa snažíme prispôsobiť nesprávnym zvykom.
Superstitious practices.
Nasledujeme rôzne povery.
And as a result, we do not do God's will.
A v dôsledku toho neplníme Božiu vôľu.
We become God's children only when we do God's will.
Stávame sa Božími deťmi len vtedy, keď plníme Božiu vôľu.
Mother Mary was willing to do God, the Father's will.
Panna Mária bola ochotná plniť Božiu vôľu.
She said, I am the handmaid of the Lord.
Ona povedala, ja som služobnica Pána.
The handmaid means the servant.
A služobnica znamená tá, ktorá slúži.
The master or mistress speaks and the servant does it.
Čiže pán niečo povie a sluha to urobí.
He gives up one's own will and we do the master's will.
A vzdáva sa svojej vlastnej vôle a prijíma vôľu svojho pána.
The every Christian is like Mother Mary.
A preto aj každý kresťan je ako Panna Mária.
We give up our worldly or selfish will.
My sa zriekneme, vzdáme sa našej svetskej, sebeckej vôle.
And choose God's will.
A rozhodneme sa plniť Božiu vôľu.
Then we become the children of the Heavenly Father.
A vtedy sa stávame deťmi nebeského Otca.
And then we come out from the earthly family to the divine family.
A vtedy sa dostávame z našej pozemskej rodiny do nebeskej rodiny.
Where only those who are doing the will of the Heavenly Father are real brothers and sisters.
A iba tí, čo plnia vôľu nebeského Otca, sú Ježišovými bratmi a sestrami.
And they will be in heaven.
A oni budú v nebi.
And therefore, which relationship is more important?
A tak, ktorý vzťah je dôležitejší?
The earthly relationship or divine relationship?
Pozemské vzťahy alebo tie vzťahy s Bohom?
Christianity is supposed to be a community of people who do God's will.
Kresťanstvo má byť spoločenstvo ľudí, ktorí plnia Božiu vôľu.
And those who begin to live God's will here are going to the Father's house.
A tí, ktorí plnia túto Božiu vôľu, prídu do domu nebeského Otca.
And therefore, let's ask ourselves, am I trying to do my will or God's will?
A tak si položme otázku, snažím sa plniť moju vlastnú vôľu alebo Otcovú vôľu?
Do I give special position to those people who are living a righteous life?
A dávam osobitné miesto v mojom živote tým ľuďom, ktorí vedú spravodlivý život?
Is my blood relationship is more important or relationship with Christ is more important?
Je pre mňa dôležitejší môj vzťah s mojimi pokrvnými príbuznými alebo vzťah s Bohom?
Now Jesus says, he who does the will of my father is my brother and my sister and my mother.
Ježiš nám hovorí, ten, kto plní vôľu môjho otca, je môjim bratom, mojou sestrou a mojou matkou.
And the Mother Mary is our mother.
A preto Panna Mária je našou matkou.
She did the Father's will.
Lebo ona plnila Otcovú vôľu.
And if we do God's will, then we are their children.
A keď my plníme Božiu vôľu, tak sa stávame jej deťmi.
So let's promise the Lord that we want to live as children of God by doing God's will.
A tak sľúbme Bohu, že budeme Božími deťmi tým, že budeme plniť Jeho vôľu.
And let's pray.
Modlíme sa.
Lord, thank you for calling us to the divine family.
Pane, ďakujeme ti za to, že nás voláš do Božej rodiny.
May we always choose to do your will than our own personal self-will.
Pomáhaj nám, aby sme sa stále rozhodli plniť Tvoju vôľu a nie našu sebeckú vôľu.
We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Skrze Krista nášho Pána.